This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Desperate Palestinians fleeing Israel's expanding ground offensive crowded into an ever-shrinking area of the Gaza Strip as the Israel-Hamas war entered its third month. The United Nations warned its aid operation is in tatters because no place in the besieged enclave is safe. The Israeli army said Friday that over the past day, its forces had struck about 450 targets in the tiny, densely populated Gaza Strip. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Some of about the 200,000 Israelis evacuated from communities near the borders with Gaza and Lebanon say they have nowhere to return to after their homes were bombed or burned by Hamas militants on October 7th. They've been living in hotels and guest houses for 2 months now. Linda Gradstein reports from near Jerusalem.
Many fled their homes immediately after the Hamas attack with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Volunteers mobilized to collect and distribute thousands of cartons of clothing, toys, and household items for the evacuee centers. Children have been integrated into local schools, and a nursery school has been opened inside the hotel. One of the teachers says the children seem calmer and happier now, 2 months after the October 7th attack. The Israeli evacuees say they are anxious to move back home, even though they recognize that it may take a long time, if ever, to feel safe in their homes again. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Ma'aleh Chamisha, Israel.
French President Emmanuel Macron on Friday pledged reconstruction work of the Paris Notre Dame Cathedral will be completed as scheduled, and the cathedral would reopen within exactly 1 year. The fire on April 15, 2019, the wooden spire, again, part of the Paris skyline since late last month. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced Friday he would run for re-election in 2024. Allowing the Kremlin leader to extend his decades-long grip on power into the 2030s. The 71-year-old has led Russia since the turn of the century, winning 4 presidential ballots and briefly serving as prime minister in a system where opposition has become virtually non-existent. The announcement came at a set-piece Kremlin event for army personnel, including some who fought in the offensive in Ukraine that Putin ordered in February last year. U.S. President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden faces a new indictment, this time on tax charges, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Hunter Biden already faces firearms charges in Delaware. Documents filed in California Thursday show the president's son has now been charged with 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors for filing a false return and tax evasion, centered on at least $1.4 million he owed between 2016 and 2019. Special Counsel David Weiss says Hunter Biden spent millions of dollars on an extravagant lifestyle rather than paying his tax bills. The charging documents detail spending on drugs, strippers, luxury hotels, and exotic cars. The charges come after the implosion of a plea deal. Biden's defense attorney Abby Lowell argues prosecutors bowed to political pressure. I'm Jennifer King.
As sportswear rivals jockey for position ahead of next year's Paris Olympics, Adidas is aiming to stamp its brand on smaller events. Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
BMX will be among street sports to take center stage at next year's Paris Olympics. It's part of a move by organizers to attract younger fans to the games. And German sportswear giant Adidas sees an opportunity. It all marks a big change in strategy, driven by chief executive Bjorn Gulden. He says it was stupid to focus on just 4 or 5 sports, and he's looking for a new strat brand's acrimonious split with Ye. The artist formerly known as Kanye West had helped drive sales for Adidas with his profitable line of Yeezy shoes.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. Pope Francis made his first public appearance outdoors since being stricken by bronchitis 2 weeks ago, which forced him to cancel a planned trip to the COP28 climate conference in Dubai. The Pope has been steadily recovering, and for the December 8th holiday devoted to Mary, kept a traditional appointment to pray at the Spanish Steps on Friday. He arrived in a black car and blessed a crowd of onlookers before taking a seat in a chair facing a statue of the Madonna. Before his appointment at the Spanish Steps, Francis went to the St. Mary Major Basilica to pray before one of his favorite icons to Mary. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.